on the phone now. We're going to talk with former John A. Look, we said we had a
celebrity
alumni
secret
surprise. And here he is, Javion Eaves, who was a standout at John A. Logan, one of our favorites, and now is showing his abilities at Murray State, where he is doing very well.
He's having some good games. I watched the game on TV the other night with Austin Peay, and he was the leading scorer for Murray State in that game, I think, with 23. And he's been getting more and more minutes and showing them what he can do at Murray State.
Yeah, let's bring him in. Hey, Javion, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Good, good. Let's talk a little bit about the season Murray State's having. What are you, like 17-9, 18-9, something like that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and how have you guys been playing? You're starting now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what kind of a season has it been? Up and down? Have you had, have you hit a little down spot? How's it going?
It's been great. I mean, we started out struggling, and we finally got it together in December, and just ever since then, just been moving.
And Javion, you moved from, you had last year at Murray, and they went to the NCAA tournament, so you got some experience with seeing how the NCAA tournament works. It makes you want to get back, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. I'm ready ready to do it again.
So how would that, I mean, if you win the tournament, which is at Evansville, you'll get back. And I don't know what that record, maybe, who knows, but there's still some games left to play. How many games you got left?
Yes, sir. We got, as of now, it is, I believe, six.
Six games left, yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And how's your game going right now? Ron said he saw you score 23 the other night against P. How's Javion Eaves playing?
Oh, man, it's still the same. Just out there being me and, letting the game come to me and doing what I can do, but what's best for the team.
Ron said you still hit those shots from the corner, do you?
Yes, sir. That's my favorite spot.
That's my favorite spot. I remember that spot down in the corner. Have you been, do you get a chance to follow what this year's Logan team's doing? Do you ever get on social media or check or talk to the coach see the guys?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I stay in touch with a couple of them, and I try to get on Facebook and watch live when I don't have anything going. I've been keeping up.
Yeah, having a pretty good year, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope they keep pushing and get the hutch. Let's go.
How would Javion Eaves handle 7'2" Jamarion Sharp? Man, isn't he a big guy?
Oh yeah, I wish we had him when I was playing. Yeah.
Man, what would you do to him? Would you? You'd have to go around him, wouldn't you? You couldn't muscle that guy, could you?
No, probably not. I'm gonna try my floater open the best I can.
The old floater, yeah. Well, I tell you, when he puts his arm up there, 9'6" is that?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's what I heard. I talked to a couple of them, and that's what they say. It's hard to score on him.
Yeah, it really is, and he's like, what is he, Ron, third or fourth in the nation, seventh?
Third in
the nation in block shots. I mean, he's averaging about 3-4 a game. And then you've got Boone, who's averaging about 7 assists a game, and then Scrub, who's supposed to go to Louisville, and he's having a big, so it's a big, and Sidney Curry, my gosh, have you seen that guy play?
Oh, yeah. I walked in the gym, and I knew who he was.
Yeah, you don't need a scorecard or a roster to see. You say, oh, that's Sidney Curry. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, listen, he's a beast.
When's your next game, Javion Eaves?
We play Thursday against EIU.
Okay, all right. Is that at home or on the road?
It's on the road.
We're
on the road this week, yes, sir. Yeah.
Do you prefer playing on the road or you prefer playing at home? Some guys like to get on the road and silence that crowd.
Oh, I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter, but I would probably say I'd rather be at home on our goals, the goals I'm used to.
Sure.
And down at P the other night, did you enjoy playing in front of 5,000 or 6,000 people saying, let's go P?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. We tried to shut them up, but came up short, but it's all right. We'll see them again.
Yeah, and Murray State's got a pretty good program, a pretty good track record as far as NCAA appearances and things like that. So you're playing in kind of a hotbed of basketball down there, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have a lot of crowds, good home crowds, good home attendance?
Oh, yeah. The fans are always going to be there. It's always a nice crowd.
Yeah, and you beat Southern earlier this year, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Down there?
Yes,
yeah, sir. So you've seen SIU, and they've had a pretty good year. So it's interesting, isn't it? Is it that big of a jump? I mean, it's a step up when you go from JUCO to Division I. What's been the biggest deal?
I would really say just getting used to the speed. That's really all.
Yeah, because when you go from high school to JUCO, there's a change. But then when you go to Division I, there's another change, isn't there?
Yes, sir. It definitely is.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and, you know, when you go into a good program like Murray State, you have to pay your dues. You weren't getting that much playing time last year. Was that tough to work with, or just get through it and get where you are today?
Yes, it was. It was kind of tough, but, you know, I still kept pushing and stayed in the gym and worked to get to where I'm at now.
Well, we want to wish you the best of luck, and thanks for being our celebrity guest tonight, our Logan alumni guest, and continued success. We love getting a chance to see you play, and we get a kick that every once in a while you watch the team or listen to the team and see how the current guys are doing. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Anytime.
That is Javion Eaves.